She caught glimpses of the burning car on the road as she and Frankie ran through the woods. No sign of the bastards who had driven it. Mom! Frankie's breath was coming in gasps. Why? Why had her life been turned upside down? Why had she been forced to witness her mother killing another human being? Why was she being hunted like an animal? I'll talk to you later. I can't. I'm sorry, baby. I'll try to make it right. They had reached the curve of the road that couldn't be seen from the farm. Grace glanced both ways. No one. Come on. We can travel quicker on the road. We have to move fast, and headlights were suddenly bearing down on them. She reached for her gun and pushed Frankie to the side of the road. Grace followed her, fell flat, and lifted the gun, trying to see past the glare of lights to get a good shot. The car was stopping. It's okay, Grace. She froze. She couldn't see the driver, but God help her, she knew that voice. Kilmer. Get in. I'll make sure you're safe now. She closed her eyes. Get over the shock. She'd always known it would happen. The hell you will! She opened her eyes to see him kneeling beside her. The headlights were behind him, and she couldn't make out anything but an outline. She didn't need to see him. She knew every line of his body, every feature of his face. Your fault. This is all your fault, isn't it? Get in the car. I have to get you out of here. He turned to Frankie. Hello, Frankie. I'm Jake Kilmer. I'm here to help you, and I promise no one will hurt you as long as I'm here. Frankie shrank closer to Grace. Kilmer turned back to Grace. Are you going to let her stay there in the mud, or are you going to let me take care of her? I'm not the threat here. No, he wasn't. Not the immediate threat. She got to her feet. Come on, Frankie. Climb in the back seat. He won't hurt us. You know him? Frankie whispered. Yes, I know him. She took her daughter's hand and led her toward the car. I've known him for a long time. There's a blanket on the seat, Frankie, Kilmer said as he stepped on the accelerator. Take off your poncho and wrap up. Should I? Frankie was looking at Grace, who had climbed into the back seat with her. Grace nodded. You're sopping wet. She reached for the blanket and wrapped it around her. We have to get you dry, honey. She turned to Kilmer. Take us to town and drop us off at a motel. I'll take you to town. He glanced at her. I'm not sure any motel would take you in. You look like you've been buried in a mudslide for a month. Then you can check me in before you leave us. She was reaching for her phone. I don't need you for anything else. You're calling Robert Blockman? No time to wonder how he knew about Robert. I have to make sure he's all right. He was back at the farmhouse, and I don't know what kind of spot. He wasn't at the farm. She looked at him. How do you... She stopped. You blew up that car. It was the easiest way to draw them away from you. Has something happened to Robert? Not that I know about, but I resolved the problem at the farm before I came after you. Resolved the problem. She'd heard Kilmer say that so many times before. You're sure? You know I'm always sure. He smiled. You don't have to worry about your watchdog. Yes, I do. She dialed Robert's number. If he didn't get to the farm, I should have heard from him. He was going to try to find Charlie. She got Robert's voicemail. She hung up without leaving a message. He's not answering. She turned to him. Tell me what's happening, damn it. Later. He glanced at Frankie, who was bent over drying her hair. I think she's had enough for one night. You don't want to worry her any more than she is already. Frankie's head lifted, and she glared at Kilmer. That's pretty stupid. How can I help worrying about Charlie? And Mom's worried, too. Kilmer blinked. Sorry if I treated you disrespectfully. I obviously didn't realize who I was dealing with. He paused. I'm concerned about your friend Charlie, too. I know you're probably scared and confused, and I believe I'll let your mother discuss the matter with you. It's difficult to give anyone a clear picture unless they have a background in the problem. He glanced at Grace. Does she? No. I didn't think so. He gazed gravely at Frankie. I'm sure your mother will rectify that omission as soon as she can, and you'll trust her and know that it's the truth, okay? He was talking to Frankie as if she was an adult, Grace thought. It was the right way to handle her. But then, Kilmer was very smart about people. Frankie was nodding slowly. Okay. She curled up on the seat and wrapped the blanket around her again. Smart kid. Kilmer's gaze was on Grace's face in the rearview mirror. She'll deal with it. How do you know? You don't know anything about her. She crossed her arms over her chest. It was weird to be so cold on this hot August night. Turn on the heater. It's on, Kilmer said. You'll feel it soon. I thought you'd have your usual reaction. Just relax and let the... His brakes screeched as he stopped on the side of the road beside the river. Stay here. He jumped out of the car and was running down the incline toward the riverbank. I think I caught sight of a truck down there in the water. Do what I say. You don't want to leave Frankie alone. But Frankie was already out of the car. Grace caught her before she could follow Kilmer down the incline. No, Frankie, we've got to stay here. Charlie has a truck. Frankie was fighting to get free. It could be him. We've got to help him. It's in the water.